Okay, we're ready for Coach Bennett. Jeff, first question.
Tony, what was the defensive plan on TJ Warren? Did you come in planning to switch different guys on?
Yeah, well, we just obviously wanted to make him work. They're leading the country in two-point field goal percentage. His numbers are impressive. So we really wanted to, we'd like to say, pinch or shrink the gaps and wall it off whenever he had it, but being aware of our other guys and make them play over us. And, you know, whether it was Joe or Malcolm or Justin, I thought they really did a good job. And, you know, I'll say this. That's what happened to us against Tennessee. You know, we came out, we were on shooting the ball. We got some turnovers, turned them into fast break points. We were pretty locked in defensively, and they were, their youth showed and they were flat. And we've been on the other end of that, so I understand that. And you know, I think our guys responded the right way after a solid win at home, and we came out and tried to be ready to go.
Doug.
What do you talk about at halftime when you're up by 22?
Yeah, we're not used to being in that spot, but we just talked about really coming out with an edge. You can't play the game comfortably, especially on the road. It doesn't work at home really either, but coming out and playing the same way and really establishing right out of the get-go how well you're going to defend. And, you know, you throw all the, hey, it's 0-0, all those cliches, but it is. We talk about the first 4 minutes, but coming out with an edge, not veering from it, taking good shots, not getting wild, and they, again, were really cold. They were off, and that helped. They couldn't get by a bucket. And Coach has done a good job with his team. He really has, and they just had one of those games, and we had one of those games, and I think you saw it. But, you know, at halftime, you just challenge them, say, hey, is this a flash in the pan or is this the real deal? So let's see what we're about. And I thought they did a good job. I don't think we started the second half the way we started the game, but they held their composure for the most part.
Wait.
Are the fast break points a byproduct of the turnovers that you guys have forced these last few games, or is it, you know, a more concerted effort to run?
Well, I think it's always, you know, I know people don't think we look for that or we're a real slowdown team, but we try to take good shots. If we get a turnover or a guard rebound, we look to go and be opportunistic about it. And then, of course, if your defense turns it over, you have to capitalize on it, and that's what happened the last two games. But there's also been some nice, what we call rim runs, you know, where Akil busts out or Mike and London or one of the guys sees them. So, yeah, we take advantage of that. But we tried to do that against Tennessee, and it didn't work as well. But it's more about can you get stops first or get turnovers, and then you'll have the opportunity if it's there. But you have to have the discipline to make teams work. If we're going to play defense that hard, they've got to work a little bit against us on the offensive end. And I thought we had a nice balance of that.
Tom.
Tony, is this the team you wanted to have at the beginning of the season? Is this how you thought this team could play?
We get so much ball. Every team evolves. You find out strengths. You find out what you have to do. We learned so much in that Tennessee loss, and we're continuing. You know, this is a time of year where, you know, teams either improve or you kind of stay the same and get left behind. And for the last three games, we have improved. And, I like what I'm seeing with the leadership. Really, the leadership is interesting from Akil. He's showing it with his voice some and his play, and Joe. There's a little different approach. And I think being humbled like that against Tennessee, it was a wake-up call. Not that they didn't try hard, not that we didn't prepare well and practice hard for that. But I've just seen a little different. And it's funny, this is... It's their team, it's their time, and it's time for them to lead. And that's for Joe and Akil, and I think that's a message that they've gotten.
Doug.
You've had some success in this building. Did that ever come up before the game? Do you think with Joe and Akil, they felt any more comfortable coming in?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's just like someone asked after we beat Florida State, did you talk about that streak? Where we lost a lot of games, and we didn't. We're just talking about trying to not come out with an edge and not be comfortable. That was kind of the message, and we talked about playing with the passion and the wisdom that we needed to play good basketball. And I'm sure, who knows what goes on in their minds, but Joe and Akil, as I said, have had a set of nice mindset. I've seen them take more ownership in this stretch, and I think that's the others are following. And it's obviously we've had some good results.
Jeff and then Mark.
Tony asked you about Toby the other day after the Wake game. He got a lot of stuff to drop tonight. What did he do differently? What did he do well?
Yeah, that was good to see. You know, he got some good looks. He's such an important part of it. And then when we have that inside-outside attack, that changes it, you know. And you just saw him with a soft touch. He was, you know, on the glass, 5 offensive rebounds. And I thought he and Akil were a nice combination tonight. But it was good to see him get some touches and be locked in. And Mike's got a big ceiling or a high ceiling, as we all know. And I just want him to keep maturing and having the intensity that that he needs to show his abilities and help our team.
Was this the best two-way game Joe has played this
year? He was good. Because he did a good, you're right. Of course, offensively, he banged the shots, hit the long threes, made his free throws, and he was solid. But he drew the assignment of guarding Warren, and I thought he was good. He was in position, a couple calls that went against him. But, yes, very complete. I think that's a good observation because I think he was. And he accepted that challenge. And sometimes you say, well, we don't want to put our guy on, you know, their leading scorer. What if he gets in foul trouble? But, you know, he just, with our matchups, he did a good job. And then Malcolm, when you asked, Malcolm did a heck of a job on him, and so did Justin. So that was important.
Has it taken Joe, you think, some time to get adjusted to playing with more weapons around him? Can you sense him getting more?
Yeah, maybe. I think we've probably done some things to a little more structure, that there's a little more definition for our guys. And part of that's me learning the team and finding ways and doing a better job. You know, we probably had a little bit too much freedom in some of our motion stuff. We're a little more controlled, and there's still freedom in it, but I think that's helped somewhat. And, you know, the shot discernment is getting chances for Joe to get a few more touches, because he does get locked and trailed by all these teams. And then, yeah, he's gotten better defensively. He really has, and that's part of being in the system and the reps he's gotten. It's good to see that.
Brad.
Coach, do you attribute the team-wide energy? I mean, it seems like you guys have really picked up that energy level, even, you know, throughout the game, even with a big lead. Do you attribute that to Joe and Akil kind of taking ownership of the team?
Yeah, I hope so, but it's all the guys. You know, and when you're playing well, it's easy. It's easy to, I don't want to say we're front runners, because I hope we're not, but it's easy when it's going well to have that. But they did. The guys, for the most part, stayed in there, and I think they're more on task. And, you know, with young kids today, it's all about keeping them on task, keeping them focused. And having an 11-year-old son, I think, gives me a lot of practice with that. But it's got to be pretty simple. Stay on task. Let's get after it. Let's have an edge. Let's be short. Let's be crisp. And let's practice that way. Let's move on. Let's play that way and move on from a mistake you made or a good play. And that's in the moment that you got to play.
And you really think a lot of that came just from that experience in Knoxville?
I don't want to make... But yes, I mean, we were doing some good things at times, but that was you look in the mirror and you say, well, I've said it to you guys before. The other games we were close and we could have made some excuse. Well, we just could have shot better. We're a little off defensively. We would have won. And there was nothing there that was staring you in the face. Say, okay, who are we gonna become? We talk about it all the time, and that was reality. And things have changed a little bit since then. And you have to answer that call though every game you go out. And doesn't mean it's going to be there, but we have, as I said, a formula that we've been preaching, and now I think our guys understand it.
Last two, Doug, and then Wayne.
Joe played 20 minutes after his fourth foul. He didn't go back in. Was that part of that because of his lingering concussion, or is it just your way ahead?
Not at all. That, yeah. I didn't think, I think he's fine with that.
So
yeah.
The concussion was not a factor.
No, I actually, it's funny, he was fine. Like I said, at halftime, he was ready to play at Florida State. He said, I'm fine. You know, that's him. But went through the protocol. But he, with the fouls and, you know, then with the game, usually you don't have that luxury. And we play on Monday. I said, okay, if we can rest some guys and control their minutes, then we'll do that. And having, looking at the minutes here, that's the first time I saw the stat sheet. Malcolm played 29 and Akil played 27. Akil doesn't seem to get too tired. He's got that kind of recovery and athleticism, but having done that a lot Thursday, Saturday, that's important to get those guys rest and hopefully be ready for a ornery Duke team.
Last question right here.
Yeah, I think you said heading into this game, Tony, that how you would spend your off day tomorrow would be dictated in part, you know, by how the game went today. Do you know how you guys will spend that off day tomorrow before the Duke game? And then if you could just talk a little bit more about the matchup and going into
it. We'll practice tomorrow. We'll watch film. We'll look at things. We'll watch Duke. And, again, be purposeful in what we do. And you got to be smart and efficient. You can't go long. You got to decide how much live stuff you're going to do. All those things. We'll talk as a staff, get a report from Ethan and Mike Curtis, how the guys are. But you have to be sharp and ready, and certainly you'll play a team that is going to be ready. Coach K is obviously one of the best the game has known, and I saw that they lost a tough one on the road, and they'll come back ready, and they have such talent and such energy in that building. So we'll have to be as ready as we can and be purposeful, or it'll be tough.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. What's the score of that game? I can't see.
28-23.
Yeah.
That's me.